Chapter 1. Brody woke with a start, gasped for breath, his hands pressed to his heaving chest where the bullet had slammed into his bulletproof vest months ago, severely bruising his ribs. Used to sleeping in some of the most hostile places in the world, he took in his surroundings with a quick sweep of his gaze. All safe. Adrenaline racing through his veins, he checked his first instinct and stilled his hand, reaching beneath the pillow for his gun. He wished he could shake off the nightmare and memories as quickly as he had sleep. Alert, he now remembered arriving at the old cabin late last night. Clearwater Ranch. He and Owen should rename the place Mud. Nothing pristine about the blood running through his veins. His father sullied it, along with the McBride name. Just the thought of being on the ranch again set off a barrage of memories, most of him and Owen running wild. He couldn't pick out one, or grasp the prevailing feeling that went with them. A mixture of happy and sad times, frightening things, better left forgotten, but relived in technicolor nightmares, and anger stored up over years, like a river cutting its path until a deep gourd separated them. Instead of spending the last 8 years of rebuilding bridges, he'd let the gap grow wider. His stellar military career came with its own kind of horrors, right up until a roadside bomb took out 3 of his friends and left him wounded, ending his 3rd tour in Afghanistan and his stint with the Army Rangers. He'd stowed them away with the other bad memories. 2 months of rehab under his belt, he returned home to pull the tattered pieces of his life together and mend them into something of a happy future. Hell, he'd settle for dull and normal. He'd have exceptional if he won Rain back. He'd blown it with her and let love slip through his fingers. Back then he had nothing to offer her. Now he was a different man, the man she always saw inside of him. Her trail might be cold, but he'd track her, and before she knew it, he'd be hot on her tail. That's exactly where he planned to stay, until he convinced her his days as a selfish prick were over. He wanted to put the past behind him, prove to himself and everyone else he could be a different kind of man than his father was, and find that all-American dream he'd spent years protecting for others. So long as Rain was part of it, he'd find that elusive happiness. Judging by the sunlight streaming in the windows, early morning greeted him. A soft breeze filtered up to the loft from what could only be the open door downstairs. Papers rustled, then everything went quiet. Company. His brother had come calling. Time to face his past. Coffee in hand, Owen had the radio cranked up along with the heat as he drove to his law office on autopilot, his mind on the day ahead. He passed the split in the road that led to the old cabin and spotted the new green truck parked out front. Instinctively, he stomped on the brakes and came to a jarring stop, almost losing his coffee along with his good mood. Eyes narrowed, he glared at that truck and the cabin and knew Brody was home. Unannounced and unwelcome. Quickly thinking of what he should do, what he could do, he backed up and took the long driveway to the cabin. Not much changed since he'd come out and put the new padlock on the front door to keep teens from partying and the occasional drifter out. The grass was several feet high. His truck bounced and thudded over deep ruts and potholes. Garbage, beer cans, and bottles littered the yard. The cabin looked neglected and sad against the backdrop of the Colorado mountains. Rain had turned sad after Brody walked out on her, just as he'd walked out on this place and left it to the wind and time. With nothing and no one to help, neither was living up to their potential. With that in mind, Owen walked right in the busted front door and stood in the ruin. This wrecked place suited Brody and the life he'd left behind for others to clean up, namely him. Setting his coffee on the rickety kitchen table, he sorted through the contents of his brother's open briefcase. Shocking, the thought raced through his mind. He had a few friends in the right places, which made it easier to track Brody over the last couple years. Brody found his calling in the military's elite Ranger unit. He'd been on some dangerous missions and served his country in 2 consecutive tours in Iraq and 3 more in Afghanistan. He didn't know what several of the medals were for, but the Purple Heart made the reports he'd received all too real. A grunt and moan carried down the stairs. Concerned, he glanced up to where his brother slept restlessly, caught in a nightmare. He didn't go up, wanting to put the confrontation off as long as possible. Rifling through the other stuff in his brother's briefcase, he listened to the disturbing noises coming from upstairs, ending with a sudden gasp before all went quiet. Brody padded down the stairs. Owen set down one of the bottles of pills on the table and caught sight of his brother for the first time in more than 8 years. Immediately, he was taken back to summer days when they'd run down the dock, feet bare, shirts off, the sun hot on their backs, as they took a flying leap into the lake.